50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. Sam Garlop is here.
Sam Garlop is everywhere.
Sam Garlop here, there, everywhere.
Really, when you hear the wind blowing in the air and you feel it on your face, that's Sam Garlop.
That's Sam Garlop
blowing on your face.
Well, let's skip past that. We are doing a live show, by the way.
Yes.
Get your tickets, radiomike.com.au/tickets. It's on December 15th at the Coopers Inn at 7 p.m.
Yes, where Sam Garlop will not be blowing on your face.
No. Maybe. Depends on how excited he gets.
That's true. Suspecto Petrocum might be cast.
Yeah, exactly.
Super pumped for the live show. I've been doing a bit of preparation.
Yeah, there are prizes.
I've got a confirmed prize that is on the way to me via... host.
If you're a long-time listener of the show, you'll love it.
You really will.
And there is a special guest. I told Claire who it was, and she was like, oh, who's that? But you will know. If you listen to the podcast, you will know.
Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah. Hey, as well as that...
Oh, there's a bird.
There's a bird on the balcony.
Oh, my God.
That's a bit of a detour. And it looks like
it's got some posts.
It's what? This is terrible. No, Patreon.com/HarryPotterAndTheBoys, you get a 50% discount on tickets and you get video versions of the pod each week, which is pretty cool.
Which is great.
So definitely jump on the Patreon where you also get like 10 minutes of extra content before the pod. We just talked about Red Rooster and how I had friends over for dinner last weekend.
Yeah, and the one food Mike's been living on for this week.
Get that. That's all teasers there. But guys, aside from how are you? What have you been up to?
Great. I'm kind of my employment is kind of wrapping up for the year.
Oh, really?
Quite quickly. I'm like, oh, I think I'm unemployed.
What are you? So 100 wrapped up.
I was working 100 Channel 9 show. That's
cheap
wrapped
seats
up.
Wrapped up.
And the Cheap Seats is wrapping up. The last episode's this Sunday. Yeah. Tuesday.
Yeah. Who needs employment, though? Harry Potter wasn't employed. It?
That's true.
But he was a student.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
How are you? Sorry.
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thanks for asking.
No, I forgot.
No, seriously, I'm well.
I saw this online, something about Harry Potter.
Oh, we're jumping straight into Harry Potter stuff.
Oh, do you not want
I was just going to say, in regards to the fleeting employment in December, January, like, you know what? I love a bit of free time in December, January, you know, and as freelancers, you're a contractor.
I am.
You know, I'm happy for it to quiet down in December.
Same.
Yeah.
But it is annoying when you realize that everyone else has time off. Like people who are in office jobs, they're like, got paid. We talked about this last week.
They have paid time off.
Paid time off.
We don't have paid time off.
It'd be crazy.
We have unpaid time off.
It's just always unpaid. Every minute I'm not working.
I think I've told this before.
I'm losing money.
No, not quite. Well, yeah, I guess. I remember when I worked part-time at Dan Murphy's, which is a liquor chain. That was my university job. And I was part-time contract. So when I was skiing in Japan... Every week I'd just see a couple $100 come through because I was part-time.
What a dream.
So I had annual leave. Now, that's long ago.
Even I worked somewhere for 6 years. I was casual the whole time.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah,
it's good. It's got its benefits though because then you get paid more hourly rate.
Yeah, and you can leave.
I literally was like, well, guess I'll be like, oh, I'm going away for a month and then you can't do anything about it.
What's the Harry Potter thing you saw?
I feel like it was more, it was just about, speaking of jobs, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, after it was, you know, Harry, Ron, Hermione, after they've defeated Voldemort.
Yeah.
And like, wow, you know, the magic world's really in a in a bad state, and I need some serious
serious
overhaul of attitudes and policies,
government.
What do you think we should do, Harry? And Harry's like, I'm going to become a cop.
Yeah, because he becomes an aura.
He becomes an aura.
Yeah,
it's like he could, like, he, the most influential guy. He could become a politician. He could, you know, change ways. He could, I don't know,
become be a teacher.
He could do a TED talk.
Could go on a holiday.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he's just like, nah, I'm just gonna be a police officer.
It is. It's never mentioned, but do Harry and Ginny and Ron and Hermione go on a holiday to the Bahamas after they kill Voldemort?
They should.
To process the trauma. You couldn't go straight back into work after that.
No.
No. You'd have to take some time off.
Oh, they'd get to take a gap year.
You know what would...
Ginny would have to finish school. Yeah, they all had to finish school.
Ron and Harry didn't finish school, it says.
Wow. You know, never went back?
You know what would have sucked? I'll tell you what would have been really funny, but also shit. Imagine if after Harry defeated Voldemort, brings peace to the wizarding world, he's like, all right, I'm just going to be relaxing for a bit.
Mm.
Goes for a walk to the shops, gets hit by a bus.
Oh.
After all that, he dies anyway. Don't you reckon he'd just be like, oh, well, that sucks. Man. Where's Dumbledore? Where's King's Cross? Can't I come back from this one? No, well, you got hit by a bus, man. You can't come back.
You're not a cat, okay?
Come on. You've
already used like 3 lives. Yeah. You've actually been killed like 3 times. So you can't, he's just walking around like, I'm sure I'll come back.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Walking me 3 times already.
Yeah, he's always just walking into traffic like, nah.
He's just strutting.
What's the worst? He's strutting.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? My dad didn't strut.
Yeah. But that's funny. Imagine that.
Yeah.
What up? Hey, Harry, we've got the celebration for you. Oh, Harry's died.
People are kind of just hearing the news like, oh, did Harry Potter die? So did Voldemort kill it?
No, ironically, separate. Just got hit by a bus. Separate. Totally unrelated. Oh. That's crazy. Oh. Maybe it'd be a conspiracy.
Well, there would be people who have like, oh, I heard Harry died because I heard Voldemort killed him in the forest. Yeah. No, he died. Then he came back and then he died again. Yeah. Oh, okay. So he is dead.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. I did this tweet that kind of got a bit of traction a few months ago.
Here we go. At Radio Mike.
At It's Radio Mike on Twitter. Radio Mike's taken.
On X.
Why did Voldemort not seek out? No, hang on. Let me rephrase this.
Mm. Is this part of the tweet?
No.
You're going to run out of characters.
Voldemort wants to live forever and not be able to die. Don't you think that he would have actively gotten really into Christianity because Jesus Christ is like the only person on record who died and came back to life? Now, obviously, I don't think that actually happened, but in the world of Harry Potter, maybe it did happen. Don't you think Voldemort, instead of becoming a murderer, would have just become like a priest and
a really nice guy?
Yeah, just tried to learn as much as possible about Jesus and like spreading Jesus' word, because as the Bible says, like you eternal life to all those who preach the word of God.
Wow. And
imagine that. Father Tom.
I guess I can imagine. He already wore, that's kind of what he wore anyway. A bit of a, the black priest garb.
Father Riddle.
Mm.
Peace be with you. And also,
and was there
you.
positive traction on that?
Yeah, people found it funny.
Oh, okay.
Because don't you reckon, like, he's obsessed with tracking down, you know, Grindelwald because he had the Elder Wand or some shit.
That's true.
But he's never like, oh, I should check out this Jesus guy. Yeah. He managed to do it. But he was the son of God.
Mm.
I don't know. Is Catholic memes not hitting as hard as...
It's not hitting me as hard. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
this is what happens when you're raised Catholic.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting stuff.
Otherwise, in the continuing updates of we now have Hogwarts Legacy on Nintendo Switch.
Yes. How has that
been? Mel and I finally played it.
So you're playing as one shared character.
I'm going to get my own.
Yeah.
I think we've only played once.
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Yeah.
And just basically, I just sat there eating ice cream.
Oh, I love that. What flavor?
We went to, what's on the name? Piccolina, I think. And so we got a tub and we have pistachio, coconut.
Ooh.
And choc chip.
Oh, I love Piccolina.
It's
get
really
a,
good.
Get a cone there. They we get fill cones. It with Nutella.
And yeah.
Love that.
No, but I just, you know, the Nutella ice cream or just Nutella?
No, just hot Nutella. But
nah, that, I'm like, I, you know, I just, I'm there for the ice cream.
Okay.
Because I think enough. It ruins the...
No, it doesn't ruin it for me.
All right.
But that's cool. So you've been playing anyway, Hogwarts Legacy.
So, yeah, few thoughts. Well, firstly, we spent a lot of time on designing what Mel's character looks like.
Yeah.
Then, and the name, that was hard. And then also...
What name did you choose?
Well, we tried to make it Harry Pottery, but we still wanted to be Melanie. So we went with Melanie Meads.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty Harry Pottery.
That's pretty Harry Pottery.
Yeah.
I guess Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
Melanie Meads.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Gary Magic when I make mine. So that's, I'm not joking. I'm going to be Gary Magic. I can't wait to see Gary Professor Fig. Gary Magic, come this way.
Yeah, they don't say the name though.
I know.
They're always like, it's very funny how they get around that. They're always like, they use they, them pronouns.
Yes, very.
Yeah. And which is fair. But they also, yeah, they're always just like, ah, yes, the chosen one is very, like stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think Mel's like wants to, but she's like, I just want to go to classes.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the classes, be a good student. And so then it's a bit, I didn't realize the start, it starts with another whole mission. You don't get to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And it's a bit scary.
You're with the teacher. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's not really like a Hogwarts sim where you like get a timetable and go to classes.
I know.
Yeah. I think she'll be disappointed.
I think so. But yeah. The other kind of criticisms, graphics not that good. Not as good as you thought.
Yeah, but you're playing on Switch.
Yeah, no. And I think this is a common thing. The point of view, you can't zoom out. Like, it's too close to the character.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. I think that could be a Switch thing as well.
Because do you have it on?
I've got it on PS5.
Okay.
I didn't really have that problem.
Like, I remember playing, you know, when you play Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
You could change whether you're kind of close to the character, a little bit further out.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can't change to a little bit further out.
I actually think that might be Switch because they want to render less on the screen because it can't render.
I was looking at, I think on the PC you can change it, but you couldn't really change it on the console though.
I didn't feel that. Are you? Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's kind of fine. Mel's like, I'm getting dizzy. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. Especially when you're going up a staircase, you can't see what you're like, what's going on?
Looking back on my time playing Hogwarts Legacy, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I think it was like overhyped. Like I don't actually think it's an amazing game.
Yeah. I've now realized I'm kind of catching up to the memes of like, I feel like people are like playing Hogwarts Legacy, all you do is Revelio.
Yeah.
Revelio.
Yeah. There's Revelio, a lot of that.
Revelio. So I'm not even playing it yet. I'm kind of like, I'm a little bit bored.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah, I think it could have been better, but I still enjoyed it for what it was. Mm. But like, I don't think it was exactly what I wanted it to be. Mm. Like, I think I wanted it to be what Mel wanted it to be.
Yeah,
but it's
Like,
yeah. But anyway,
Are we? Are they bringing out a Quidditch game, or is that I think rumor?
I don't know. You think I would know, but I don't. I just don't know.
Sorry, I just assume you.
Yeah. Well, should we get into the
I think we should
F?
Actually. Yeah. Right. Now that I...
Because you've got to go to your wrap-up party. Yeah. All right. Well, let's do... We ended last week, I think, where we saw the scene where Vladek killed Jordan Borden and Talia. You thought was really funny. I guess we pick up at chapter 28.
Yeah.
And Sam, as always on this pod, and thanks. Oh, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Sorry. Someone commented on Spotify and they said, hey, Mike, I live in Brisbane, but I'm thinking about flying down for the live show.
Oh, great.
Should I? And like the answer is yes. And if you fly down from interstate, I'll give you a free ticket. So just DM me on Insta.
What about the people that have already bought a ticket that are flying down from interstate?
I don't think anyone is. Are they?
I'm not sure if they're coming. I reckon Bella's coming.
Yeah, I already told Bella I'd give her a free ticket.
Oh, great.
She's like, if you send me a DM on Instagram, because I can't reply to your Spotify comment. And if you fly down from interstate for it, specifically for it, I'll give you a free ticket.
Yeah, so, please come to live show.
RadioMike.com.au/tickets, December 15th, Friday night. It's going to be great.
I actually realized before we started the chapter, I had one more interaction from a listener.
Yeah.
Well, they were commenting on our last the reel that went up about Quirrell and Voldemort being in the back of the head and
the poo, you
know, the poo and whatever. And this is from Robbo.
Hey, g'day, Robbo.
He goes further to this: when Quirrell announces the troll and falls backwards, maybe he splatters Voldemort's nose and he doesn't bother with reconstructive surgery. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, someone was actually arguing with me in the TikTok comments where they were like, no, and I know for a fact this person is wrong, but I'm going to say what they said. They're like, no, Voldemort only came out of Quirrell's head at that moment in the with the mirror. And I was like, no, it's made very clear in the books that Voldemort is there the whole time. It's not... It's absolutely not that. To that person who commented, it is not that. Voldemort was on the back of Quirrell's head the entire year. Do not question me on this.
I think TikTok has the most confidently wrong commenters that I've ever seen on every single video I've ever seen.
Yeah, like the audacity to be so brazen about something that is definitely wrong. And they started tagging me in other videos being like, see? And I'm like, that's not, you're wrong.
Oh my
that's
God.
Not the case. But anyway.
Okay, wow.
And thanks to people. Leave in the comments any fan theories.
As we say, fuck this guy. But thanks for coming, seriously.
We pick up with chapter 28. And as always, we start by reading the title of the chapter, Sam, which is this week.
Chapter 28, A Visit from Boxley.
Ooh.
Boxley, Washington.
Boxley, Washington.
AKA Chalk, Washington.
Chalk, Washington, who is the Minister of Magic.
I'd say that having it in the title of the chapter kind of confirms his name is Boxley.
Yeah, right, so I guess Chalk was just like the author just forgot the character's name.
Yeah.
Like I guess, because again, J.K. Rowling would never be like, oh, Cornelius
Fruit Basket,
and then you're like, who is that?
Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, she just forgot. I just forgot fudge, so I just wrote something.
Yeah. she might have done that, but she probably has editors and
people who clarify that stuff.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
The boys looked on in shock as the dwindling memory of Cheese Mandamo slowly began to fade away around them. And they slowly returned back to the office they were originally in. The gooey elephant began to deflate like a balloon and eventually disappeared, leaving trails of an inexplicable gooey white substance all over the floor.
I love that it's inexplicable because I feel like it is explicable.
And I think inexplicable is the word. Oh. But it does say inexplicable. But
I'll give that a buzz because I feel like I still thought it was inexplicable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it... Sorry, as you were saying.
Well, it's obviously explicable. It's from the elephant.
Like, yeah.
Inexplicable would be like, oh, and then this brown, I don't know. You know what I mean.
You guys know. Yeah, explicable. Yeah. Whether you can explain or not.
Yeah. No, you've got it.
I get it.
You've been to school.
So that, white substance was all over the floor. While Cheese Mandamo was on the floor with his shirt off, looking like he just had an explosive cum, which was possibly linked, but also possibly not. What the fuck?
And again, we're still on the fence about whether or not Cheese Mandamo is good or bad. That seems to be one of the prevailing mysteries.
I'm still on the fence as to whether when they cast his spell, is he actually coming?
Yeah, I think it channels your cum through your wand. Like women can't use Sexpecto Patrocum.
Did they say that?
I think it's implied heavily. I mean, it would be interesting to see.
He stood up, looking angry, tears filling his eyes. Get out, all of you. You should not have seen that. He wiped his eyes. I said, get out now.
Why is that funny?
Because he's so, like, if he has just had an orgasm, it's then funny that he's like really angry. Like, get out, yeah, you shouldn't have seen that.
No, I think he's referring to the memory.
I know he is.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just so funny. The boys.
But also, like, because in the memory, Vladek doesn't kill Cheese Man. He kills everyone else and Cheese Man runs away. But I think, this is my theory, that Cheese Man knew what was happening that night.
Right.
And he led them there and he had orchestrated it with Vladek. That's what I think.
Wow.
But I could be wrong.
Mm. The boys looked back at him. Do you mean get out as in... Do you mean get out as in get... Get out. Or get out as in leave, asked Sam. How do you say that?
I'm pretty sure this
get out.
If I'm correct, this is stolen from a Simpsons episode where I'm pretty sure like in the episode Mo starts like babysitting for Maggie. And then Mo installs his own voice monitor. So when Maggie cries, he climbs in the window to comfort her. And Homer comes in and sees Mo there with his baby. And he's like, Mo, get out. And then Mo's like, get out as in get out, or get out as in leave.
So this is exactly.
I think it's exactly that. Like, get out. Like, no way.
Yeah, what? Get out of town.
And I think the joke, of course, is that it's very obvious that he's saying get out of the room.
Yes. All right. Cheeseman Damo glared at them. Oh, sorry. Cheeseman Damo glared at them all with a yellowish tinge in his eyes and pointed at the door.
Wow.
In this yellowish tinge in his eyes. As the boys walked out, they murmured about what they had just witnessed. So Professor Damo was there that night. The Waveler deck killed those two people. It was just so soulless, so brutal, just so, Michael paused, inhumane.
Wow.
I added a just at some point.
Yes, I did see that, but I thought it was good.
Yeah. Inhumane, okay. Lockie looked particularly saddened. He had seen Vledek many times before in his dreams. But who was he, aside from a school friend of Mr. Charger and Cheeseman Damo? And why did he turn into a vicious murderer? I'm not sure, said Lockie to the narrator.
Again, this idea that the boys hear everything the narrator is saying.
I don't know.
Which have we talked about that movie, the Will Ferrell movie, Stranger Than Fiction? Have you seen that?
I think I have. I reckon I watched it years ago and I was like, this isn't like slapstick funny.
No.
Yeah.
But in the movie, Will Ferrell is hearing someone narrate his life, and it turns out it's a really weird movie because he's a character in someone's book, but he's also real. Like, it didn't really explain that element much, but yeah.
But sometimes, you know, if you had to explain it, then they wouldn't have made them like.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's definitely not a Will Ferrell like elf or Step Brothers. Yeah. It's like
watching. Have you watched
Steve Carell doing like a serious role?
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say Jim Carrey in The Number 23.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Mm, it's like, although I think he's in other movies that are serious.
Yeah, he did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Truman Show even isn't pretty serious.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's, yeah. Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Number 23 is like a scary movie.
Oh.
Scary.
I've never heard
like
of it.
Everything means number 23. Like everything adds up to 23 and he's like. Ugh.
Is he the main character?
I think so.
I've never heard of that movie. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. I watched it when I was in like 9. And again, it was one of those things where you go, I'm going to watch this Jim Carrey movie. Like, oh shit, this is scary.
It's like Robin Williams did World's Greatest Dad. Have you seen that? And his son dies and it's like really sad and yeah. Sometimes, write in your favourite movie where a funny actor did a serious role.
Do we even get it? What about a serious actor doing a funny role? Nah. Yeah,
or that's not as common.
No. All right.
I'm not sure, said Lockie to the narrator.
Yes, he did. Yep. Thank you, Mr. Liberale. Said Lockie to the narrator. As they walked down the stairs, they noticed Monsieur Chargeur and Harry Potter walking up towards Damo's office.
Harry Potter. Yeah, gotcha. Hey, you boys, get to class or you'll be expelled,
Socky said from Harry's hand.
Okay.
Boys, have you seen Professor Damo? Monsieur Chargeur said. Fuck off, Mr. Charger. Seriously, fuck off. We're not doing this again, said Luke. Oh, sounds like you are.
It does feel like in this book, every second chapter is the boys run into Monsieur Chargeur.
They go, he's Mr. Charger.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Yeah. But anyway, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, nor am I. It's great. Okay. For the last time, I am not Mr. Charger. I just look exactly like him and sound like him in what can only be described as, how you say, anglaise.
No, he's like, how you say it in English? He's like, oh, how it can only be described as...
how you say it in English?
How you say it in English?
Oh, yeah. Addy, please help me. How you say what I'm thinking? Monsieur Chargeur began. Coincidence, said Harry? Yes, coincidence. Coincidence, I think it says. That's all it is, boys. Un grande coincidence.
Is grande Italian?
I don't think any of these words are French. Wouldn't he have said wee-wee?
Yeah, true.
As Monsieur Chargeur said that, a sledgehammer that seemed to be magically enchanted came floating up the stairs and started swinging towards the boys, who ran screaming. Boys, I will save you, Monsieur Chargeur began, but Harry placed his hand over him to stop him taking his wand out. No, no, Winstone, this is how the boys develop, by having to solve problems on their own. Now, anyway, the poker night is going to be so much fun. I got a stripper.
Can we pause on that?
No,
he's trying to be like a wise, good teacher, like a Dumbledore. Like, you know, because I think back at our school, you used to go on these camps and they were always shit. Like, it'd be hell. You know, all this. I personally hated camp.
You know what I hate more? If I was the teacher that had to go on this camp, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Why do I have to do this?
Why do I have to go away for 9 days with a bunch of 15-year-old boys?
Yeah, and go hiking in like near the, oh, in the bush.
Horrible.
The one I liked was in year nine, we got to go, they introduced a new program for our year because you guys didn't, like, because you were a few years above me.
Yeah.
Our year nine camp, there were all these different ones you could choose and you'd put your preferences. And I got my top preference, which was 10 days at a lodge in the Daintree rainforest. And we went snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef. We like did so many cool things, playing in water holes, going to the beach and playing soccer. It was not camp at all.
This actually annoys me so much.
Yeah, because yours would have been...
I was like a couple of years above Mike.
Yeah.
And ours, it was... There was only one camp. It was compulsory.
Yeah.
And it was full on 9 days of hiking and there was rafting.
The Mitchell River.
Yeah. Freezing cold. It was raining every day at night. Yeah.
Cooking your own food.
Yep.
Like, yeah. And
like, you know.
Yeah. It was like survival camp.
Yeah. Pooing in a hole.
Yeah. Nah, we were pooing in toilets and showering.
Didn't see a toilet the whole time.
Oh.
And it explains a lot that you didn't do it and I did, you know. Because it really, really makes you into a, not a man, just a mature person.
Can I say though, like.
Even though we're very mature.
There were like.
It was so fun, but it was fucked.
We were the first year that got to do that program. And there was there was one that was like sailing in the Whitsundays.
It's insane.
One that was like just a trip to the Northern Territory in like indigenous communities.
That would have been fun.
Because... Yeah. One that was just a bus trip from, I think, Melbourne to Darwin. So you're just like 14 days in a bus.
That's horrible.
No, because like, maybe that was bad. I didn't do that one, right? But like most of them were like really fun. Like they were like really good. And then the next year, I think they realized that it was just a holiday. Yeah. So they actually just started changing them. So some of them were actually
high. So you got the only year they got like just a holiday.
We just hung out. We were playing darts at this lodge in.
I had to bring 9 days of food. So I remember I went to Planet with like our, we had to be in a group of three and go, okay, well, what are we going to eat for 9 days? And we go, I don't know. I don't know how to prepare food anyway. And I just remember I literally brought like a tub of Nutella and
Gatorade powder.
And we did actually. And
tuna.
Cabana. I brought Cabana. Ah,
Cabana was a godsend.
I think at one point on like the last day, I was like having a Cabana and Nutella wrap.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing
anymore. We were having like bacon and eggs for breakfast.
That's insane.
Cereal, like whatever we want. It was the best.
Because you had to carry all the food as well.
And I still, I know. I still remember snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. It was awesome.
I wouldn't mind doing that, but well, it's probably all dead now anyway. So
the reason I actually brought that up.
Sorry, this is one of the biggest tangents we've done mid-chapter.
At our school, I feel like the headmaster or like the teachers would be like, and we send the boys on these camps so they can learn, they can grow, they learn to solve problems, they learn practical life skills. And that feels like that feels like what Harry's doing here. It's like, no, this is how the boys learn, but they're actually like being chased by a rogue sledgehammer.
Yeah. Because there was a point when we were rafting where one of the guys fell, like a story you might have not told me, but a guy fell out of the raft, but his foot got caught in the rope. So he was just hanging over in the water.
Oh no.
This is similar to another story I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like drowning and I'm like lifting him up. Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
But I'm sure the teacher was like, let him learn. Let him drown.
Don't help them.
Don't help him.
If he drowns, he drowns.
Exactly. Anyway.
Okay.
I guess that was an insane tangent.
Send in your best camp story.
Yeah. Actually, that'd be good. No one's surname. This is how the students develop, by having to solve problems on their own. Now, anyway, the poker night is going to be so much fun. I got a stripper.
So Harry's having a poker night, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Male or female, said Monsieur Chargeur. Ah, the one that everybody likes, said Harry. And it seemed there was a degree of confusion between both of them. Ah, of course. We all love those strippers. Monsieur Chargeur said. Harry put his hand in his pockets and sort of looked around. Yep. As long as they've got those things, you know, then we're happy, he said, patting Monsieur Chargeur on the back. Yes, those things they have on their bodies. Those two things that we love, which we both know what we are talking about, Monsieur Chargeur said. Yep. Wait, are you talking about boobs or ball sacks? Oh, sorry.
This is just classic confusion. Yeah.
I'm talking about whatever you are talking about, Monsieur Chargeur said. Right, Harry began. Yep, and I'm talking about...
That's written in the book. Yeah, Sam really wasn't just coughing.
He goes, I'm talking about... Harry coughed to make it unclear whether he said boobs or balls.
So this is just like... the both of them potentially have... like, might be bi, it might be gay, right? Yeah. But neither of them, in a true toxic masculine way, neither of them is willing to be vulnerable and show that to the other one. So like, I got strippers. Whatever everyone likes, I've got them.
Exactly. And Monsieur Chargeur continues. We love strippers with their said Monsieur Chargeur, farting to cover up his answer. Now, this stripper you speak of, what is... their nombre? That is definitely not.
Nombre is definitely Spanish.
That's insane.
El nombre.
Taylor. Yep. Taylor. Harry said.
Say a very gender neutral name. Taylor. Yeah.
We've been Alex.
Taylor. Yeah.
Harry said as his phone began ringing. Ah, fuck, it's Neville. Give me a sec. He answers his phone.
And we still don't know if phones exist in this universe, but yeah.
Make it quick. I'm with company. Yeah, huh? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you're sure? Okay, I'll be right there. Listen, Winstone, this has been great and stuff, but I've just been informed that a student has been killed by Hagrid's Dicko Sniff. And I'm going to have to deal with that. Okay, bye.
I think you were away for the chapter where Hagrid had a dicker sniff, which is like a hybrid of a hippogriff with carrots and Hagrid's own sperm. So that's a fun little...
You need not explain anymore.
No.
Okay, wow. So it's been killed by Hagrid's dicko sniff.
Which might be that's an allusion fun. To Malfoy getting attacked by Buckbeak in the original, but yeah.
Harry said, jumping out of a nearby window, falling to the ground and breaking his neck and three of his limbs. Try to guess which ones.
So Harry goes, sorry, I got to deal with this. And then I think in what seems to be, he's a very spontaneous person. I think his brain just goes, I'm never going to get away with this. I thought he's like, I'm not going to get away with this. So the quickest way for me to make this all go away is just jump out of this window and hope to God I die.
To me, I thought he's gone, well, better go deal with that. And the quickest way to Hagrid's hut is straight through that window.
Yeah, it could be that as well. I just think it's him going like, it's all bravado. Like, I got to go and deal with this. But in his mind, he's like, fuck. And he's just like, just kill yourself.
Yeah. After he woke up in the hospital wing, he claimed he was too sick to speak to Mirrors Pocahontas's parents. New character dropped.
Mirrors Pocahontas.
Or have we heard of them
no,
before?
No, I don't think we've ever had Mirrors Pocahontas.
Mirrors, M-I-R-R-O-R-S.
Pocahontas. Who I think was the one who died from the dicker sniff.
Yeah.
So maybe this was his plan. His plan was very quickly, he's like, okay, I have to get severely injured so I don't have to deal with this. So I'm going to jump out the window.
Yeah. So after he claimed he was too sick to speak to Mirrors Pocahontas' parents, the student who was killed by Hagrid's dicko sniff, but advised Madame Pomfrey to send them a care package, to which Madame Pomfrey did a shit into an envelope and posted it on. That's their version of a care package?
Madame Pomfrey, send out a care package.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, yeah. Their child's died.
Harry spent most of his time in the hospital wing debating and using Socky to clean up his mess because it was more convenient than reaching to the tissue box by the side of the bed.
Jeez. I love that. I could just picture him being like, Socky, clean me up. No worries, Harry. Oh. I also touched my penis when I said that. Oh. Sorry, guys.
No. Oh, sorry, yeah, everyone. Sorry, Patreons.
Like on the outside. I didn't like reach into my pants.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
No. Madame Pomfrey came to check on his leg to see if it had healed.
And I guess that reveals one of the limbs. Yeah, you know, I was like trying to guess which one.
That is true.
Also, if he broke his neck, like I don't think you don't heal from a broken neck.
But like, you can. And you
still
magic.
Have full body.
Well, they're in magic.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
Magic land.
Yeah.
And while she was doing it, Harry was like, how about a happy ending? And winked at her.
He is just
casual assault, verbal assault.
He is just reckless. So, how about a happy ending?
What the fuck? Oh, Harry woke the next morning to a visit from Boxley Washington, the Minister for Magic, who was looking extremely tender.
Oh.
Harry quickly put away the portrait of Dumbledore he was debating over and hid his boner under the blanket. Fuck. Wow. Right,
so now he's got like a tent. And okay, so yeah, so he was jerking off over Dumbledore.
Which is just, and if it's a portrait of him, is Dumbledore like in magic portraits, is he just there?
Maybe Dumbledore was just going like,
no.
Now for those not on the video, explain what I did.
Mike was like pulling his shirt down to reveal his chest.
Yeah, well maybe Dumbledore was doing that. Like it doesn't say Dumbledore was against it.
It doesn't say
maybe
that.
He was like, hey Harry. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm not looking.
Tease me.
So I need to go. No. Minister, what are you doing here? Asked Harry. Do you want to be Boxley?
Okay, yeah. What would Boxley sound like?
I imagine his voice a bit chalky, actually.
Bad news, Harry, bad.
Not like
sorry.
That. Too chalky.
Now I've got some chalk in my throat. Okay.
More Boxley.
Bad news, Harry, bad. No. Okay, sorry, this is it. Bad news, Harry, bad news. Very bad news.
Boxley Washington looked like Cornelius Fudge a bit if you want to picture him. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. A mass murderer is still on the run, as are Winston Charger and Kim Jiri. Students at Hogwarts simply aren't safe. Of course, they're all going to be heading home for Christmas, but part of me wonders if they should come back at all.
Is that a direct line from the movies?
No, I don't know.
Nah.
How's my Boxley though?
Yeah, I think I'm liking it.
Okay, thank you.
I think you've made him older than I pictured.
Ah, okay. I'll youthen him up a bit.
No, but I think that you've got.
Okay.
Oh, nonsense, Boxley. Hogwarts is safer than their homes. Think of all the things those kids have there: pornography, posters, video games, kitchen knives. Don't tell me you don't think some of those students are cutting the. Oh, Jesus. This again. Anyway, don't. Tell me you think some of those students are... No, don't tell me you don't think some of those students are cutting their wrists with those knives. Look at Diggle's macaroni in Ravenclaw, fifth year. Oh, my God, this is pretty dark. Always wearing the long-sleeve jumper. We know he's a bloody emo. We know
we know he's an emo.
We know he cuts his wrists. Bloody emo. Anyway, the point is Hogwarts is safe. Anyway, there's always an answer. You know, self-harm's not the answer.
No, right? Of course, we don't endorse that. And young Mike
it's just
thought
something.
It was funny. It's not funny, yep. But like, yeah. But Diggle's Macaroni.
Diggle's Macaroni, new character just dropped.
We know he's a bloody emo.
I love that Diggle's Macaroni is an emo.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
He sounds like the jolliest guy ever. Yeah. Like, it sounds like if you're going to hang out with Diggle's Macaroni, you know you're going to have a really good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oi, Diggle's. But maybe they do say...
Mm.
What is it? The clowns? Clowns are... What's that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tears of a clown. Clown. Funny people often have the darkest minds.
What?
You know when they said with Robin Williams?
Nah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's sad, but, you know, it's true.
Wouldn't be us then.
No. I've got a
not funny
light
enough.
Mind.
Anyway.
Bloody emo. I do find that funny.
A bloody emo.
It's labeling. like the fact, bloody emos. The idea that there are teachers at schools going, like, you know, yeah, you know, bloody Samantha in year 10, she's a bloody emo.
It'd be probably obvious. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, the point is Hogwarts is safe. A centaur jumped from the roof of the astronomy tower and crushed 8 students who were eating lunch outside. One boy finished his sandwich before he died.
I'm not going without.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too.
I'm so hungry.
Okay, the astronomy tower isn't safe, but we're working on it, Harry said. Anyway, this business with Mr. Charger, Kim Jiri, Vladek, Slavata, whatever. Let's just give those guys what they want. Come on. We'll do anything to make them go away. What do they actually want? And come on, like,
come on is C-O-M on?
No way.
Okay. So what we'll
what
do anything
they actually want?
We'll do anything to make them go away. Okay, Boxley.
Well, funny you say that.
Boxley Washington handed Harry a handwritten note, written in what appeared to be blood, but was actually just Kim Jiri's grandma's tomato soup, that said the following. All we want is Harry Potter to be delivered to our secret hideout in the forest along with Lockie Lockhart. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, you aren't seriously thinking of giving them what they want, are you? Since when do we negotiate with freaking terrorist Boxley? Since when? Why don't we just negotiate with them and give them Diggle's macaroni? That emo wants to die anyway. He hates his life. That's why he's always wearing the jumper.
The rapid turn as well from like,
Just give them whatever they want.
Make it go away. All we want is Harry Potter. Oh, we are not
getting. Well, we're not. I'm just obviously joking.
We don't negotiate with them.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry, if you can't figure this out and put a stop to all this within a few chapters, then we're going to have to give you over to them.
Boxley said, oh, wow. So he's really thinking about it. Ah, fine. Okay, by the way, Minister, before you go, can you kind of help me out with this stupid prank kind of thing I sometimes do? Derek sat quietly in the library doing some homework when the PA sounded.
Attention, all staff and students. This is the Minister for Magic, Boxley Walker.
Sorry. Sorry. I'll start again.
Okay.
Attention, all staff and students. This is the Minister for Magic, Boxley Washington. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. Thank you very much. And make sure you vote Boxley in the next election.
End of chapter.
Is there an election for the Minister of Magic?
I didn't believe so.
Yeah, I think it...
But
yeah.
That's hilarious. And also, wouldn't they all be under voting age? But that's just true. Very funny.
But also, yeah, Boxley does give off Mayor Quimby vibes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, vote Quimby.
Yeah.
Make sure you vote Boxley Washington.
At the next election. I also love Harry being like, yeah, help.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Harry, if you don't solve this, we are handing you over to them, to the villains. All right. Okay.
Fine, we'll solve it. Just while you're here.
You want to help me out with something?
Pretty funny. I like Harry. He's just always making content, you know?
he's hustling.
This is what people currently do. They're like, okay, there's a celebrity here. Quick, let me make something.
We've got to do something.
We'll make like them this. Do, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun, man.
Great chappy.
No idea where the story's going next. Looking forward to the poker night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I feel like most of the chapter was them talking about whether the stripper was male or female.
Yeah, true.
But
good chappy. Thanks for being here again.
Oh,
man.
Of course, mate. Thanks for having me.
Where are you off to now?
I'm off to a wrap lunch.
Are you going to the Christmas party tomorrow for the company we both are employed by?
Well, you said you might not go.
Yeah, but I was in the office yesterday and everyone was like, come to the Christmas party.
I know, but I haven't.
I don't have a costume. Like, it's a costume party.
And it's in like St Kilda, isn't it?
Sorry, guys, we're just having a
personal
chat.
We can talk this after. Sorry. okay. Find out next week whether I went to the party or not.
Yeah.
And find out even more when you come to the live show. So get your tickets, radiomark.com.au/tickets.
December 15th, Cooper's Inn, 7 p.m.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got, there will be special guests. There'll be some prizes that is on our way, on the way
on
to
the
me.
On the way, yeah.
I've got an idea for another prize.
Well, when we say prize, you might not like the prize. Well, yeah, no, you will.
You will.
Yeah.
We can probably add something else to it that they like more.
Yeah. And we've got, yeah, special guests.
Because how many more podcasts before the live?
Well, what's this? This one comes out probably like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
We've got time.
Yeah, but yeah. As in just, you know, get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now. Don't get them later. They might be sold out. They won't be.
But I'm yeah, super excited and yeah. It's going to be great. And if you have anything you want out of the live show, yeah. Suggestions, hit us up because...
How about a happy ending?
I'm not sure there'll be a happy ending at the live show, but put your request in.
You know how you can tell if a massage place is seedy or not?
How?
Okay, there's two things. One, they have the flashing light sign that's like open outside.
Okay, yeah.
Two, they're open past like 7
p.m. Oh yeah, the ones that are open late, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, come to
that's
the live show.
That's a really weird ending for
good,
the show.
Good. Follow us on Insta and anyway, they get it. Goodbye,
Amores.
How about a happy ending?